The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Rapper Loon.
Loon.
Was arrested with two of his buddies.
He owns a bar here in Dallas.
He's 28 years old. His real name is Chauncey Hawkins. He is signed to P. Diddy's Bad Boy label.
Who's now, that?
Call me an idiot.
Run DMC. No. Beastie Boys. Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap. Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim. Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the NWA.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac. Biggie. Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy.
Right.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's who he is.
Listen to how put out Eminem sounds in like the third rapper before Norm busts in on him. He's just like, Kool G Rap, Nas.
Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Kool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Kool G Rap, Master Ace.
All right.
Jay-Z.
The Loon and his buddies were arrested and booked for investigation of murder.
So one of those things that will never not be funny?
Right.
Now, Grego,
it's never been fun.
Why don't you guess why they stabbed him, the security guard at the nightclub?
Probably because he wouldn't let them in.
Bingo.
I mean, they're rappers. I mean, the law doesn't apply to them. They do whatever they want to do. They kill cops. They beat women. Laws don't apply to rappers. Let us in.
Because
they live in the life, man.
The security guard refused to let three men into a party for rap act Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Never heard of them.
The guard was taken to a hospital and his injuries were not considered life-threatening.
I promise you heard some of their songs. I don't know who Loon is. I don't think he's shown up on the mainstream radar screen yet. But Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, they have quite a few recognizable songs.
We've been sampling
Loon. I bet I've never heard of any of them.
I bet you've heard that one.
Get Low.
How does that go?
Oh.
Get Low. Slap the bitch.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
Is the time 19 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Hey, Greg.
Greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. And hello to America. Hello to the ships at sea. It is Thursday, and we are here and prepared for another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies with you. Now, we have a very big show today. A very, very big show. See, we've got some fun with real audio left over from yesterday that we're going to get to. And, I don't know, a whole lot of other stuff.
You know, what? Fun with real audio.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to do it?
No, we're doing it.
Okay.
But it's kind of a dirty trick because it's basically what happens when you're being recorded and you don't know you're being recorded and then you blow up.
What?
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, anyway, that'll be coming up about 5:10. That's what we're thinking. 5:30, The Ranch Report. E! News, 4:30. And the rest of it will be taken up with talk of the Little Mavericks, the NBA trade deadline, The very entertaining cat fight, which broke out yesterday between the owner of the Boston Red Sox and the owner of the New York Yankees. And we're also going to turn our attention to the scene going on up at Colorado. We really haven't had much to say about that so far, but now is the time, don't you think?
I should say so. I actually watched that press conference last night. Well, they had the president out there.
Right.
Wow. There were some fireworks there.
Boy, there are. And they have a mess on their hands that nobody really knows what to do with. And I think something in particular should happen up there. But we'll get to that at 5:50. So stand by for that. Now, yeah. Are we all getting ready for ticket stock in a couple days here?
Yeah.
Well, why are you making that face for?
Yeah, what's that all about?
What face? Am I getting face?
That screw the P1's face of yours.
Whatever.
That I'm going to show up only because I have to, and I'm really not going to deal with anybody I don't have to deal with face.
Whatever. I'm not making any face.
Grego, what did you see over
there?
Okay,
gang up on me. Gang up on me.
We're not ganging up on you.
Go ahead, gang up on me.
Just saying what we saw. Oh, look at that. Look at that face.
I'm not making a face.
I mean,
God.
You're so making that screw the P1 face.
Why do you hate ticket stock so much?
Yeah, why do you hate ticket stock?
I know. Fine. Gang up on me.
And what is that? The fist moving toward your face with the tongue sticking out of the side of your cheek. What does that mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I know what that face is.
What does it mean?
I know what it means, but I'm not allowed to say it because we're on the radio. People are listening.
We?
Yeah, we are.
Nobody's listening.
Do you guys notice it smells different in this room every time we come in here? Every day, it's
a different
smell.
Well, that's because we've had Ben and Skin in here.
What does it smell like? Hip-hop?
What does that smell like?
I don't know.
No, it smells like that candle back there. Someone put a smell good or potpourri.
We need that in here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those renouses.
Is that
what
that is?
Like your grandma uses.
Because sometimes you come in here and it smells like a rodeo.
What is a renews it?
It's overbearing is what it is.
You just raise the top on it. You keep raising it higher and higher, and it releases the smell as you go.
Oh, really?
What does it smell like, Greg?
A rodeo.
Yeah, in fact, that's most of the time.
You know what, though? It has smelled better since Norm started doing his show from his house because his spine was removed.
I don't think they removed his spine.
Because Norm would bring up cheese and hard-boiled eggs and sit there and eat them. And he would eat tuna out of the can with his fingers.
And clean his toenails.
Right.
During the show.
Yeah.
With the same hand.
Right, with his tuna fist.
Burrito!
I never saw him do any of that stuff.
That's because you're never here. It's because you show up at 2:30 every day, and we have the script ready for you.
Hell, 2:55, pal.
We hand you the script, and you read.
Mm-hmm. When I come in here for Why Today Doesn't Suck, I've been here about 2 minutes.
But now it smells like Granny's house.
And I go home at 6. I do the last hour on tape.
We got to somehow work that out.
Well, okay, how?
I don't know.
How would you suggest we do that?
Show up an hour early.
Snake.
Tape the show.
Tape the last hour of the show and then go out in public. So people will see you. And they'll wonder how the hell you're doing the show and you're out in public.
You think that'd be a good talking point? A good selling point for things?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Drive around in a car with the ticket blaring and just lean out the window pointing to yourself. That's me! That's me! Over and over again.
Or we can always get in the thing with our faces, the truck with our faces painted on it.
Texas Tickets Bitmobile.
The Texas Tickets Bitmobile. And I sit by the side that's got my face on it and roll down the window and just kind of wave at everybody as my face disappears.
Didn't we do that when we were at the Super Bowl?
I think we did.
We tried.
That's me. You know, just pick a phrase and say it over and over and over. Yours has to be, we had some diamonds.
Had some diamonds. Had some diamonds. Had some diamonds. We had some diamonds. All look like poo-poo. Right. Well, we have a very special segment coming up next, and I want to get right to this. We really can't waste a lot of time because this is very, very important, And I want to get right to it, because coming up next here on The Hard Line, a very, very special segment of Zit Talk here on The Ticket.